All right. Back to it now, and what a busy day it is. They all are, you know, they really all are. You got wars, and you've got open borders, and you've got show trials. So much to keep up on. Makes it a bit challenging, to say the least, on some days, right? It does. R.C. Williams is an entrepreneur, publisher, and linchpin for the Christian conservative movement throughout the United States. He and his wife, Juliana, co-founded Sherlock Market Research in 2017. Sir, good to have you here on the program.
It's a blessing to be with you, Steve. Good morning.
And good to have you. So here we are, and I've talked about this in other areas, cheap imports killing the American economy, cheap imports destroying the American farmer, for example, right? Destroying the American farmer. And as a result, farms are going bankrupt all over the country, but China still pumping cheap stuff. I mean, you go to the big box stores, Walmart's an easy example, and look on the shelves. China, 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 China. And it's a lot of cheap junk, to be honest. I mean, it's cheap junk. My grandfather used to say, if it said made in Japan, you'd buy something else. This is back in the 1970s. Well, the same thing is true today. Made in China, is it worth anything? What do you make of all this?
Yeah, Steve. So what I like to do when I start talking about this is the first thing I say is let's give proper credit to Ross Perot, because back in the late 80s and early 90s, when he ran for president, he warned us of this, and he continued to do it throughout the 90s. You may remember the line, the giant sucking sound, when he would do his infomercials. What he was telling us is that if we let things like NAFTA happen, inevitably we would go down this road where we would be flooded with cheap products. They would get people hooked on them like a drug, which would ultimately serve to kill our job market and eventually our economy. Steve, it's almost like putting a crackhead in a room full of crack. It's impossible to get off the dopamine hit of these cheap products. And once you get people invested in that, it's very difficult to get them to detox.
Exactly. So how do we cure ourselves, and how do we detox?
Great question, Steve. I mean, look, here's the truth. We have to first understand how China is working and why. The China 2049 plan, or the 100-year plan that they've developed, is very detailed in exactly what they are going to do to ensure that Sinoism, or China, is going to lead the world by 2049. And what they're doing is something called three warfares. There is an Epoch Times article on this that came out, I believe, in 2022 or 2023 that's very good. It's linked to a French study where they broke down how the Chinese are going after us. So here's the three warfares doctrine. First one is psychological warfare. So the goal is to demoralize and confuse the enemy, which is America. Part two is public opinion. So once they have you demoralized, they begin to feed you whatever narrative they want, i.e., hey, China products are great because they're cheap, and you can buy them cheaper, which means you have more money to waste on other stuff, right? Then we get into part three, which is part of what we're seeing right now, and this is the legal portion of it. If you look at the situation with TikTok right now, the Chinese will use the system, or our system, against us. Right. So they'll say, look, you need to sell TikTok. That's what the government says. TikTok says, we're not going anywhere. We, the people, are going to stand up. And now they've used the public opinion to turn Americans on Americans. Steve, that's step one. We have to recognize our enemy and say, look, these people are attacking us in a way that we're not accustomed to. Step two is once you've addressed it, you have to fight back. Buy American, parallel economies, work together and tell other people, look, this is our enemy. They're attacking us in a way you don't understand, but you have to stop letting them do this to you.
Yeah, exactly right. We have to look, R.C., we're under attack from all directions, whether it's on our college campuses or a southern border or cheap stuff flooding our shelves so that American companies go out of business. And those small companies go away, and with it go the jobs too, right? I mean, this is a multi-front problem, and China's behind much of it, aren't they?
Yes, they are, Steve. So understand that in this three warfares, China, and when I talk about China, I'm talking about the CCP, right? Because the party in a totalitarian state does all of these things, not the people of China en masse.
Correct.
You have to understand, they're fighting us on all levels because they understand the logic of the poly crisis. Let's hit them with multiple crises so they're demoralized, they're confused, which is going to make them susceptible to narratives that say, hey, there is a way out of this, just go this way. Oddly enough, Steve, all of those paths, right? This is Sun Tzu, Art of War. If you've confused the enemy, you can get them to believe anything and drive them right back into the place that you want them so you can control them. And let's look at what's happened even over the last 25 years. Steve, we're now in a place where yesterday Joe Biden actually had to step in and tell a Chinese-controlled company, you can't buy land adjacent to a military base for a crypto mining operation. Why this even happened in the first place is beyond me, except for the part, Steve, where you understand that Biden, his family, and the administration are so tied in with this that they were going to let it go if folks like you and me and others, the watchmen, hadn't been paying attention.
Well, it's because they're lining their pockets. There's one connection where we know the exports of China are cash to the Biden family. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, Steve, I mean, you know, we have an old saying that we use in the office. My great-grandmother used to say this, it's all about the money, honey. You know, if you want to track down anyone who is nefarious or has a mission to control you or your country, just follow the money. And when you do, I'll say this, Steve, when you do, you're going to find some of the people that you thought were your friends or that you idolize are not, and they've been playing you. Wake up and pay attention.
Wake up, says R.C. Williams. I agree with that, sir. R.C., thank you for being here.
Blessing to be with you, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you very much. There you have it, R.C. Williams. Still coming, Leighton Gray. The Chinese Communist Party has taken over Canada. So more about China, and we'll take it to the next step. Talking about what we talked about yesterday here on the program, Canada losing its rights left and right. You know, new thought police working in Canada, the CCP working in Canada. Coincidence? No, of course not. It's the Steve Gruber Show.